Women have claimed a majority in the electronic revolution. Separate studies show that women make up more than half of the world's video game players. Females are more likely to grab a smartphone or a tablet for a casual game. Competitive online gaming is still a male-dominated sport, but that is changing. Only 3 years ago, women were 49% of gamers, says the Internet Advertising Bureau. Now, women are 52% of gamers, the Bureau says. Women are embracing the gaming industry as professionals, too. Some employ coaches and staffs. Some exceptional players, like South Korea's Toss Girl or Scarlet of Canada, use gamer nicknames. They earn professional endorsement deals. Matches and tournaments happen weekly. Female teams have formed worldwide. Women travel to compete for world championships. The stereotype of the teenage gaming addict is becoming a myth. A study by Pixwoo.com, a social network for gamers, says the average player is 35 years old. The typical player is a parent with one child and works 32 hours a week. In all, 1.2 billion people play video games, says the 2013 State of Online Gaming report. It mentioned the rising power of women and mothers within the online gaming sector. One report statistic noted that 73% of Turkish women aged 35 to 44 play online games. The report said women prefer puzzle, quiz, and word games. Men like racing, sports, and action games. International gaming expositions and shows are planned throughout Europe and Australia. Paris is hosting a Games Week that began October 28th. I'm Anne Ball.